Andres Gillis is tall. He's 6'4", and when he lined his skis up at last year's Vasa race, he was wearing orange-tinted glasses. The glasses were to protect his eyes from thrashing ski poles.
I had a few guys go out in front of me, and I kind of just sat back for a little bit and let them break trail for me because there was snow, and that's the wonderful thing about skiing is sometimes it's really about strategy.
Andre says you have to know when to hold back in a race and when to go hard, and 21 miles is a long way to go. He learned this tactic as a kid skiing in Alaska. That's where he grew up and where he met his wife, Amanda. She was his high school sweetheart. Amanda says Anders was always a star.
Well, he was really tall and very fit, and he was kind of like the star of the cross-country running team and the ski team and the track team, and yeah, he was a stud.
Anders went on to ski at the University of Alaska and Northern Michigan University. One winter, he jumped at the opportunity to live in Sweden, where he holds dual citizenship. His mother is from there.
Skiing was just kind of almost in my DNA growing up. I've been skiing since I can remember walking, really. And back in 2010, 2011, I went and lived in Sweden for 6 months. Got to do the Swedish Vasaloppet there. Got to hang out with my 80-year-old grandma and go ski around northern Sweden a little bit with her, which was just a really cool experience.
After law school, Anders and Amanda moved their three daughters to Traverse City. They love it here, especially being able to ski out their back door. Life was great for a couple of years, but then they experienced tragedy.
In 2015, I had a daughter that was born very, very prematurely, and she spent 10 months in the hospital before dying on December 3rd, 2015.
That was 10 challenging months of juggling work, family, and hospital visits to his daughter, Elin. Anders says he had a strong support system, but things were still tough.
I mean, I got in just a terrible spot there mentally and emotionally. I really got in a spot where, in hindsight, I really should have gone in for counseling or gotten some sort of medication, but I didn't.
In the midst of depression and grief, Anders gained 50 pounds. At 6'4", he hit it well, but he didn't feel well.
After my daughter passed away, I was just kind of realizing that I needed to reset myself a little bit and recalibrate my entire life.
His wife, Amanda, encouraged him to get outside to ski. She knew it would be good for his soul.
To get out in the woods where you're all alone in the winter is just such a magical thing and can be very therapeutic, I think.
Part of the therapy for me was just going out on the trails and spending time on the trails and hanging out with friends that would ski with me and that would kind of talk with me, and I guess they were kind of counseling me.
Anders was skiing a lot, sometimes at 10 o'clock at night.
I was doing a lot of two-hour, even three-hour skis, and you start skiing that much, you're going to lose weight.
Anders lost 50 pounds. Amanda says he discovered a freedom to be able to do what he loved again, and he was in great shape for last year's Vasa race. During that race, Anders got off to a good start. He was in the front pack, but still behind a few skiers. Then, about three-quarters of the way through, he took the lead. When he came into the home stretch, Amanda and his daughters were waiting for him.
Go, go, go! There he goes! It was pretty exciting to see him come around the corner. And, you know, there he was. He was the winner, and it was pretty clear that he was going to finish first. And so that was pretty fun. It was a nice moment.
It's January 2019, and Anders is out training for this year's Vasa race. He says just getting across the finish line feels like a good goal.
For me, cross-country skiing, being able to smoothly glide through the trees and enjoy nature, how can you beat that?
But Anders says if he's really being honest with himself, finishing in the top five would make him happy. For Interlaken Public Radio, I'm Leslie Hamp.